And Sidney Maxwell, will you come boast in your Savior?
Hello, my name is Sidney Maxwell. I'm 14 years old, and I'm in 8th grade. Some important pieces of my life story helped me in becoming a Christian. First, I was adopted when I was 11 months old into a Christian family. So for my whole life, I heard the gospel, and although I tried to look and act like a Christian, I refused to give my whole life to him. I thought I only needed Jesus at church and sometimes at home. Any other times, I would live my life as a rebel and didn't care about my sin. I became bitter at my parents for making me look different from all the other kids at school because of our different family rules. Instead of telling them what I was feeling, I just got more and more bitter and didn't repent of it. I can actually remember the day I became a Christian. Something happened between me and my dad, and we began having a conversation about it. At some point during the conversation, my dad began sharing the gospel with me. As he was sharing, I believed it for the first time. Jesus died on the cross to take away all the sin I'd ever committed, bitterness, anger, and anything else I'd ever done against him. Only Jesus and his redemptive work on the cross could save me from God's wrath. I prayed with my dad and gave my life to Christ that night. After I became a Christian, I realized what a blessing being put in my family was. If I hadn't been adopted and put into my family, I may never have become a Christian. And now I'm adopted into an earthly family and a heavenly family. So I was adopted twice. God's plan is perfect, and he definitely knew what he was doing with my life. I want to be baptized to make a proclamation to the world that I believe in Jesus, and I want to follow him with my whole life.
All right, Sidney Grace, because of your faith in Jesus and your repentance towards him, it is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.